businessman's name who's retired now, he was a head of his department for so long. I think his name is, and he's still at the University of Georgia. And Todd Pastor had an advisory counseling, you know. But,
Yes,
I accepted it for the publication at the Stopper magazine. And that's what a student wants it for, too.
Of course.
But anyway, I didn't.
That must really have been
something. Oh, it's quite a blow.
Well, let's see. Would you tell me about your social contacts here in Loganville? Unless you have friends, people that you know through the church or through the historical society or...
Well, I am a member of the historical society in the state and in Gwinnett County. We haven't one in Loganville that I know of. But we're near a Gwinnett County location here than we are. And so I'm a member of the one in Lawrenceville.
Mm-hmm.
But Gwinnett and Baltimore meet in Loganville. So that's, and that's why we have telephone connections.
Uh-huh.
Because we consider us Greater Atlanta. And that has really been a help. You just don't know how much help. And we complained a long time before that was had. They promised us we'd get to Lawrenceville, but they didn't get to us first. Uh-huh. But Lawrenceville and Loganville had the connection before that.
Well, now most of your friends, people who live in Loganville, most of your close friends,
well, no, I wouldn't say so. Well, of course, there are friends in the church, of course, because I'm very active as now, not as much as I've always been, because I can't sit now. But people I grew up with are not here now, and I came back here because this is home to me, and then family has property here, you know. And for a long time, I looked after it for the family. And in fact, I had to come home two or three times and give up my work on account of that. And then there are always places to teach, you know.
Oh, yes,
But I didn't tell. But my friends are scattered all over the face of the earth. I don't meet them. And now when I was in California and Hawaii and Bermuda and everywhere else, I'd run up with somebody I knew.
Well, where have you lived for an extended period of time besides here in Georgia? Well, besides in Loganville?
Well, these places where I taught, you know, from school, you know, Wisconsin, I was there 2 years and more. And I lived in New York for years. I worked in Washington for about 6 years, during the war and after, before the war too, really. I did research work in the Office of Secretary of War. Stenson was the secretary at the time.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you live in New York?
Well, let's see, about 4 or 5 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lived in Long Island and South Dakota and everywhere. I have my university friends, you know, people I went to school with and all.
Mm-hmm.
California, visiting California, Washington, Oregon. But my friends are scattered here and then everything.
So that's wonderful.
And I don't, somebody has to read my mail to me, so I don't keep the cards. My postmaster said, you get more mail than anybody else in this town. And
he's the person who sent me to you, incidentally.
Who?
The man at the post office.
Really?
The postmaster.
Uh-huh.
He said, oh, you need to talk to me.
And my Christmas cards, 300, 400, 500. As I contact my friends, I've asked them not to write to me because I have somebody who's reading to me.
Uh-huh.
I can't write them to see that. I can write, but I can't read it.
Uh-huh. Still, that's wonderful to know that the people are remembering you.
Yes, of course. And then my telephone, most of the people call me from everywhere because they know I can talk to
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, it's difficult for me to. My friends, I have a lot of friends in New York that are, you know, older friends. One, I'll just tell you this for fun. I was in Central Hall at Columbia for a long time. Roommate in a Blanc University. I mean, one of the dormitory places, but one night I went in and my letterbox was had these notices in the people he called. He asked to leave a message, you know. And the telephone operator at the dormitory says, I am sick and tired of getting messages from you. You get me to call.